This is the Pursuit of Wellness podcast, and I'm your host, Mari Llewellyn. What is up, Pursuit of Wellness listeners? My name is Mari. I am the host of the show. If you're new here, I'm the founder of Bloom Nutrition. I'm the host of Pursuit of Wellness. I'm 29 years old, turning 30 on May 25th. What else could I say about myself? I'm from the UK originally, but I've moved to the States when I was 10. I lost 90 pounds in 2017 and fell in love with wellness. And that is why I'm in this seat today. I do have to say before we get started, I am unwell today. And I don't get sick often, but a lot of people in my life have been sick. Fee being one of them. I mean, Fee, listen, like, she gets ill quite frequently, so no one's surprised. She was very, very ill. I feel like I have a mild version of what she had, but I have a very toxic trait where I get like angry with myself for being sick, which I deeply need to work on with my therapist because that's so messed up. But I woke up so mad at myself. But yeah, it's mostly just a head cold, and I have the worst brain fog of all time. Like, I keep finding myself in rooms wandering around not knowing why I'm in there. So if I get off track on this podcast, like, I do apologize. I just did not want to miss this recording. Like, if there's anything about me, I will not miss a recording. Like, I'm showing up for you guys no matter what, because this podcast and you guys mean the world to me. But if my voice is annoying or I'm like out of breath, I really, really do apologize. And my eyes like just feel better closed. So I might do the whole, if you're watching on video, I might have my eyes closed the whole time. And also I look pretty horrendous. Although this jumper is so cute. It's by Crop Shop Boutique, which I love. Rachel Dillon. Shout out Rachel Dillon. She's getting married soon. I can't wait to see her wedding dress. Anyway, I thought today I would talk you guys through my morning routine. I have established quite the morning routine over the years. I feel like, you know, I just went on a vacation. I went to Turks and Caicos. I got back last night. And I've realized that I do kind of carry my morning routine with me no matter what I'm doing. Like, whether I'm on a vacation or traveling or seeing family, my morning routine is quite sacred to me. And I feel like I need it to have a good day. With that said, like, I don't have children yet, so I'm sure when that happens, knock on wood. I need some wood. I really need some wood right now. Can't find any wood. Anyway, someone listening, knock on wood for me. But when I do have kids, like, I do understand that my morning routine is probably going to go out the window or have to get a lot more flexible. So for the mums listening, totally understand that that's a different ball game. With where my life is at right now with two crazy pups and my love for health and fitness, this is kind of what I do every day to set myself up for the best day ever. And I want to go through a detail-oriented list of the things that I do because I get asked about it all the time. So if this could give you guys some ideas or inspiration for your own morning routine, I feel like it might be helpful. Before I hop into the morning routine, I just want to give some like personal life updates because I feel like I always do that on my solos. And it's really how I catch up with you guys now. Like, I was posting on social media a little bit yesterday after having deleted it my whole trip. Like, did not have social media my whole trip because I just didn't want to. Like, if you couldn't tell, I'm really starting to hate Instagram. But I've realized, like, when I post on there, the girls who listen to my podcast, like, have such a deeper understanding of me and everything I do. And, you know, I made like a post about something and everyone was like, oh my God, you're pregnant. You have to be pregnant. And all the girls who listen to the podcast were like, no, she's not. Like, if you listen to the show, you would know. And I just really appreciate you guys showing up for me and listening to me ramble on about my life. So yeah, just got back from Turks and Caicos. I surprised Greg with a trip to Turks and Caicos for his birthday. I asked him what he wanted and he said all he wanted was a little bit of a break. So that's what we did. On my way to Turks and Caicos, I stopped in Nashville because I had three podcast interviews I did in Nashville. Fee was unfortunately very, very unwell and couldn't join me. So that was a big deal for me to go to Nashville on my own. I know that doesn't sound like a big deal, but I'm someone who struggles being alone. So I was kind of spiraling the day that Fee told me she couldn't come. It was the day before I left. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be alone. And I have these three big interviews. Like, Fee really is someone who gives me confidence and like makes me feel like we're a team, you know, like the podcast. It may seem like I just get on the mic and talk, but it takes a lot of prep and a lot of work behind the scenes. And Fee is the one kind of helping me make this happen. So I was like, oh my God, I've never done it alone. Like, what am I going to do? So I was slightly panicking, but in my head, I was like, this is the universe testing me and showing me that I'm capable of doing hard things on my own. So I packed my bags and I was like, I'm going. And I got on the plane. I got to Nashville. I had my first meal ever by myself in a restaurant, which I know sounds crazy, but I am not the type of gal who can just sit at a restaurant and eat by myself. Like, it was a big move for me. And, you know, I didn't really know where to look or like what to do with my hands, but I still had a good time. Like, I ordered the food that I wanted. I went on walks. I did my morning workout at the hotel gym. You know, I felt good and I got work done. And I think the fact that I went into it being like, you are here for a job, helped me, if that makes sense. Because business Mari is a bit different than personal Mari, if that makes sense. Like, I get a lot more like determined, and I don't want to use the word aggressive, but like, I'm in my masculine a little bit more when I'm in my business mode, and it helps me like power through. And also, I made a point of not drinking too much coffee, which significantly helped my mood the whole time I was in Nashville. Like, I wasn't anxious at all. I felt very calm, and the interviews went amazing. I spoke with a nutritionist, a sleep specialist, and I spoke with Daisy Keach, which she never does podcast interviews. So I was really honored that she sat with me, and they all went amazing. They were all lovely, lovely people, like so friendly. And I feel like people in Tennessee are really nice. So that was fun. And then we went to Turks and Caicos, really took some time away. I mean, for Greg and I, it takes us a day or two to like get in vacation mode. Like, the first couple of days we were kind of tweaking a little bit and wanting to get on our phones and do work. And, you know, oh my God, like, we can't just sit on the beach. Like, we're not people who can just like check out immediately. So it took a minute. But by the end, we definitely chilled out. We relaxed. We got a lot of quality time together, which was really what I wanted, because when Greg's in work mode and he's focused, you know, he's not really like fully there with me. And our relationship is quite unique. We own a company together. So this was much needed. And we had such a good time, a lot of laughs together. I swam with a wild dolphin, which, oh my gosh, if you know me, you know how much I love animals. And I've gotten to see dolphins in the wild while snorkeling in Hawaii. I saw a huge school. Is it school or pack? I've seen a pod of dolphins go past me on a kayak in Hawaii, but I've never like interacted with one in the wild. And I'm not a fan of freaking SeaWorld, or what do they call them? Like those those dumb fake, you know, when they capture dolphins and make them do tricks. I don't like that. So this experience, we were on this boat snorkeling in Turks and Caicos. Snorkeling is one of my favorite activities. And we're boating along and we see a dolphin. And the guy's like, do you want to jump out and swim with the dolphin? And I literally, before he even finished his sentence, was overboard, like had my mask and flippers on, was in the water. Greg is much more hesitant with animals than me. Like, he's even a little bit afraid of my horse and tentative. Like, I've dragged him to so many petting zoos and things like that. And he's always like, I don't like this. So he was a bit more nervous, but I'm really glad he got in and got to experience it. And I was like, why is this dolphin by herself? Like, I know they normally like to be in pods. And they explained, this dolphin's name is Dreamer and the locals know her and she loves people. So if she wants to hang out with people, she'll leave her pod and kind of go closer to shore and like just hang out. And I just think that's so cute. And I was swimming with her for like 45 minutes and she was rubbing on my flippers. Like, she was coming up to me and flipping around and playing and looking at me and going down and like playing with the sand with her flippers. And It was unbelievable, you guys. It was unbelievable. And I was trying to be like really respectful of her space and not, you know, you have to respect these wild animals. Like, you can't just be idiots. Like, I see these people that go up to bison in Yellowstone and it, come on, people. But so I really was respecting her space, but she was getting in my space. You know what I mean? Like, she was disrespecting me. No, I loved it so much. I was like screaming of excitement, like, oh my God, like, wee! And every time I squealed, she got so excited because that's how they talk to each other. So basically what I'm saying is I speak dolphin and we were vibing together. So every time I squealed, she like put on a little show. She was the main character. Like, Dreamer was so, so cute. I had the best time. Anyway, another thing that happened, just a little bit of a story before I hop into my morning routine. While we were away, we get a text from our house manager. So we have a house manager. Basically, that's like a personal assistant because Fee obviously is no longer the personal assistant. She is the executive producer. Why don't we call you that? That sounds so good. This is like an ongoing, like literally for 3 years, we just throw out titles for Fee. Like, every day she's like, what am I? And I'm like, I don't know. Even when I introduce her, I'm like, this is my partner in crime. And they're like, that's not a title. Our house manager, who stays at our house when we leave and like watches Lulu and takes care of the house, sends us a photo via text of these mushroom chocolates we have. And you know what? I wasn't sure if I was going to talk about it. Like, I think everyone takes mushrooms at this point, right? Like, we're all taking mushrooms. Okay, good. Microdosing, not like crazy. You know, we're not like hallucinating. But there's these mushroom chocolates you can get that are really fun to take in social settings. So if Greg and I have something at the house, like, we'll take like half a square, very minimal amount, but it can help you have a really good time. And it's a legitimate company and they're very safe, kind of, but obviously you want to be careful with how much you're taking. And we left them in the fridge. And they're quite delicious, but you know, you obviously can't eat a whole bar because you will not be okay. You'll be on planet Mars. We get a picture from Nicole and she goes, oh, I hope these aren't real mushrooms. Ha ha, I just had 3 squares. Our house manager literally took mushrooms without knowing. And I woke up to this text and me and Greg are like, no, 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 no. And I was like, oh my gosh, she probably wanted a sweet treat and saw these delicious looking chocolates and had, I was like, if I, you know, as a girly pop, if I'm having a sweet treat, like I'm having 4 squares plus of chocolate. And I was like, Greg, I think she may have taken too much. Lo and behold, she took like 3+ squares of this chocolate, which I would never take that much. Like, that's way too much. And she got so scared that she had to make herself throw up, which was just, I felt so bad, but it's pretty hilarious. And she was fine. She got it out of her system fast enough. Like, she wasn't like tripping, but poor, poor lady. I just think that that is one of the funniest things I've ever heard and is literally out of a movie. So yeah, she was like, I haven't done that since I was in my young 20s. So point taken, we need to be labeling our chocolates in our house and making sure everyone knows which ones are just for fun and which ones are a bit more crazy. Okay. Anyway, I had to tell you guys that because I just thought it was so funny. Greg's parents are arriving this week. They're coming to stay with us for the first time in Austin. So excited. I bought a bread making book because you guys know I've been obsessed with sourdough, but I feel like I almost like jumped the gun on sourdough. Like, I feel like in terms of making bread, I went all the way to the advanced level without trying something a bit easier. Like, I've been looking at these other recipes, like baguettes and bagels, and they almost seem easier than sourdough because sourdough takes like 3 days and these don't. So I will let you guys know how that goes, but I definitely want to cook a lot. Hopefully I stop feeling like I'm in a cloud because as of right now, probably couldn't make anything. It is really hard to find skincare brands that you can trust, especially for someone like me. I have the most acne-prone skin, the most sensitive skin, but I'm also 29 years old, so I want to fight acne and take care of my skin from an aging perspective too. And that's where I found ClearStem. I freaking love ClearStem. You guys know this. I love the founders, Danielle and Kaylee. They have both experienced acne as well. And I really only trust people who have experienced acne because you guys know most people don't understand acne and how it works. And they really, really do. ClearStem is the first skincare line that combines all three categories: anti-aging, anti-acne, clean, meaning free of hormone disruptors and pore-clogging ingredients. If you've listened to any of my episodes with Danielle or Kaylee, you know clean doesn't always mean actually clean. And these products really are free of pore cloggers and hormone disruptors, which are so important when it comes to acne. I have some favorites of their line, some products that I use every single day. The Gentle Cleanser is one of them. The You Are Sunshine sunscreen. I just went to Turks and Caicos and used it every single day. I love the Cell Renew Serum. I love, love, love the body lotion because it's really hard to find body lotion that doesn't break you out. And I am really excited to try their new hair care, which is also pore clogger free, which, guys, hair care is so important. It's dripping onto your face in the shower. So super excited about that. And I've also spoken about their acne lab test, which has helped thousands of people get to the root cause of their acne through comprehensive lab testing and lifestyle-based recommendations. You guys can visit clearstemskincare.com and use code POW, P-O-W, at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. Again, that's code POW, P-O-W, for 20% off your first purchase on clearstemskincare.com. I feel like all of us are beginning to understand how important protein is in our diets, especially as women. We need to be getting in enough protein to stay full and satisfied and keep our muscles full and healthy. And it can be really hard to find those protein-rich snacks, and that's where Chomps come in. They are the perfect on-the-go snack that are really easy to take anywhere and have the perfect macronutrients. They are up to 12 grams of protein per stick without any unhealthy additives and 0 grams of sugar. They are low-carb, keto-friendly, allergy-friendly, and don't contain any fillers. They are made of natural ingredients you can feel good about. Plus, they taste incredible, the best flavor and the best real ingredients. They only source from farmers who raise animals humanely and farm responsibly. They come in 9 different flavors, so there's something for everyone, or you can grab the full variety pack. They are amazing on their own, but you can also pair them with fruit, hummus, crackers, whatever you may be. I personally love making a snack plate and just having a few options on there. Right now, Chomps is offering our listeners 20% off your first order and free shipping when you go to chomps.com/pow. Go to chomps.com/pow to see all the delicious flavors and get 20% off your first order and free shipping. That's chomps.com/pow. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. Okay, without further ado, let's talk about my morning routine. I have it here on my phone in detail, and we're going to talk through it. So, morning routines start the night before. And I know that sounds so annoying and you've probably heard it 1,000 times, but it is really, really true. I'm not going to have a good morning unless I think about it the day before. So I am in bed by 8:30. And I know that sounds crazy and may not be doable for most people. But truthfully, I end work at 5 and my wind down starts from that moment on. Like, I have dinner by usually 6. Because I want to give my body optimal time to digest before I'm in bed. 8:30, I have done my skincare routine. Like, I have my blue light glasses on. I'm in bed. We have red bulbs in our lamps in our room, so there's no crazy light happening. We do watch TV in bed. Like, I don't want to make it sound like we're robots. I avoid too much phone. I think the type of content, and I talk about this in an interview you guys will hear soon with a sleep expert, but the type of content you consume is really important. It's not just the fact that light's going in your eyes. It's like, are you watching like a scary movie before bed? Because that's going to mess with you. Like, if your brain is stressed while you're trying to fall asleep, that's not the vibe. So Greg and I will generally watch food content, travel content, or like house content, because those three things are like relaxing and put us in the right mindset. Although we did just watch the Gentlemen series on Netflix and it's amazing. Highly recommend. Which probably like isn't the best thing to watch before bed. Like they were like chopping people's heads off and stuff. But, you know, it was lighthearted. Lighthearted murder. I also find keeping the room cold, 68 degrees or less. We have a fan going. We also use an 8 sleep pad on our bed. So Greg will like turn it up and make it super cold because you want your body to be cold while you're falling asleep. I forget the exact reason, but I just sleep so much better at that temperature. And with that said, let's hop into the morning. So the first thing I do in the morning, I always have my hatch alarm going with rain noise. That's what I sleep all night. I have to have the rain noise on. If I don't have my hatch, I'll play it on YouTube or something because I need rain noise to sleep, which, you know, probably isn't the best setup, but like it works for me. And I love the hatch. I actually don't use it for the alarm itself. I just use the alarm on my phone. And my alarm, so in LA, I was waking up 5:30, if not earlier, every single day. Since moving to Austin, I've definitely like loosened up a bit on that. I feel like I'd rather get more sleep and there's really no reason for me to wake up that early when now my workday starts at 10 because we have a different time zone here. So now I wake up somewhere between 6 and 7. Generally, it's like 6 or 6:30. And I feel like consistency is key. The time you wake up and the time you go to bed. Like if you're switching it up every night, like, oh, some nights I'm in bed by 9, some nights I'm in bed by 11, sometimes I wake up at 9, sometimes I wake up at like 6. That isn't the best for sleep hygiene, in my opinion. I think the goal should be to go to bed with sunset and get up at sunrise. And that's kind of what I base mine on. Right now, it's sunrise is happening here in Austin around 7 in the morning. So, you know, that's what I'm kind of aiming for and keeping that consistency. Like my body understands I get tired at the same time. I'm ready to wake up. Like this morning, since I wasn't feeling well, I was going to wake up at 7:30, but I just automatically wake up at 6:30 because I'm so consistent with my routine. Also just like listening to your body. Like if you're not feeling great or you didn't get enough sleep the night before, like I would say sleep in a little bit. I think there's exceptions to the rule, but I do think consistency is really important. So I get up. I don't touch my phone right away. I probably do touch it within the first hour, but I'm definitely not on social media. I do check my texts, which I probably shouldn't, but like, you know, I'm not perfect. First thing I do is go in my bathroom and I wipe down my face with micellar water. Something new I'm trying, suggested to me by Emily Morrow. I was washing my face every single morning and I feel like that sounds like it would be better, but I actually think it was too harsh on my skin and I had just washed it the night before. So I'm trying to just do micellar water right now. And then I'll put on my workout clothes, which usually I would have left out the night before just to eliminate any thinking. And I put on my trail shoes because the first thing I do is go on a walk outside. I head to the kitchen. I've got my outfit on. Greg's already up at this point, by the way. Like Greg gets up like an hour before me. He takes care of Lulu. He's probably in the gym working out right by now. I head into the kitchen. I have hot water. So I put it in the kettle, heat it up with lemon and aloe juice. That's on like a perfect morning. It's not every single morning. That's amazing for liver cleansing and like just a better way of starting the day than, you know, for example, having coffee first or something else first. Like I want to have something in my body that's nourishing and going to help me kickstart my system. And then I take my thyroid medication. I don't know why I put this in here, but I have to take it separately than any other supplements or pills because thyroid medication doesn't interact well with anything else, weirdly. So I take that first. Then I head upstairs and get Mr. Arnold out of his crate. Arnold is my puppy. If you didn't know, he's an English Cocker Spaniel and he is part of my morning routine. And I have to say, having a dog is such a joy in a way, because I feel like, yes, it's a big responsibility and, you know, it's kind of stressful first thing in the morning. If you know Arnold's like, he is out of his mind crazy, but like it gets me outside and it gives me a reason to wake up. And like, I really look forward to hanging out with him in the morning. So I go up, he wakes up at 7, So I could theoretically get up early and work out before him, but on this example, I get up and get Arnold out first. Now, the second I open his crate, it is all hands on deck. Like, we have almost a military style routine with Arnold, because this boy, I mean, wakes up ready for the world. I unlock his crate, like, you barely will see him. He'll shoot out and fly down the staircase. Like, I don't know how he doesn't fall over his head. He flies down the staircase, starts doing laps around the kitchen, looking for Lulu, looking for Greg. I have to open the front door just in time, because otherwise he'll run at the front door and slide into the glass. So I have to open it and he'll shoot outside, pee, and then run back inside for his breakfast. And he has to wait on his place for breakfast. Anyway, Arnold needs to do a whole morning routine episode himself, because I'm not going to get into the details of his morning routine. I feed him. We head out the door. I take him on a walk, which is a great way of getting steps in to start the day. And if the sun is rising, I can also get my son in. And I take him to the park. It's really lovely, actually, just watching him play and playing fetch and, you know, getting outside with the trees and the birds. I really enjoy it. It's probably like 4,000 steps to start the day. We head home, and then it's my turn to work out. What shocks me about our parents' generation is the fact that they are still using toxic cleaning products. I really think it's like a nostalgia thing at this point, because I think we all know how many endocrine disruptors are in those products. And so many of us are switching to cleaner options for cleaning products. I am personally obsessed with Branch Basics. I recommend it to absolutely everyone. I live in a Branch Basics household. Every bathroom has Branch Basics hand soap. We use Branch Basics laundry detergent. We use Branch Basics cleaner. It is like a non-negotiable in my house. I have pets. I have me being a sensitive girl that I am with acne. Like, I need to be using clean cleaning products. And Branch Basics is my absolute favorite. It is non-toxic, hypoallergenic, free of fragrance, free of hormone disruptors and harmful preservatives. It's baby and pet safe, clean and cost effective. Their premium starter kit will provide you with everything you need to replace all of your toxic cleaning products in your home. It's really a no-brainer. They have a refill model, so once you run out, the only thing you need to repurchase is the concentrate and the oxygen boost. I love the fact that they use glass bottles. It feels so high quality and it looks gorgeous in your house. Like, I think the packaging is so elite. If you suffer from eczema, allergies, or asthma, make the switch to Branch Basics. I think it is so beneficial no matter what kind of person that you are. Like, this is just the perfect product for you if you have skin problems, hormone problems, whatever it may be. This is such a good first step to take. You can save 15% and get free shipping on your starter kit when you use code POW, P-O-W, at www.branchbasics.com. Again, that is code POW for 15% off plus free shipping when you purchase a starter kit. So the first thing I do is make my electrolyte drink, which is what I drink while I work out, or I drink something that we've been sampling for Bloom that I can't talk about yet, but I will be able to in July. So stay tuned. Honestly, I'm such a multiple beverage type of girl. Like, I would bring both downstairs, but the electrolyte drink is a Bloom blender bottle with a scoop of these electrolytes I like. You can order them on Amazon. They're called, I think the brand's called Jigsaw, and they're like pickle juice or orange. Like, it was recommended to me by a naturopath. It has good potassium in it, limited artificial ingredients. I do a scoop of that because it tastes really nice. I mean, it definitely has like stevia and things like that, but stevia is like a sweetener that I think is fine. And then I'll put two packets of ovacetol, which is the myo-inositol that helps with egg health and AMH levels, fertility, PCOS, things like that. And then I'll put a Kinton mineral. Those come in those glass vials. I've spoken about it before. Really good for immunity. We need to get Robert Slovak on the show. He's the inventor of the Kinton minerals. So I love those. And they taste like salt water, but the electrolytes kind of cover the taste. Anyway, mix that all together, put some ice in, head down to the garage, which, by the way, is looking amazing. I don't know if I've spoken about it, but we converted our garage into our dream home gym. We worked with this guy named Chris Howell, who has done gyms for Soho House and, you know, Gurney's and Montauk and some really cool hotels. He's so talented. His wife, Callie, just had a baby, Cash. He looks so cute. Anyway, the gym is looking amazing. It's not done yet, but we got like a big turf that says Bloom and all of our dream equipment. So we've been talking about doing this, me and Greg, for like 7 years, and it's finally happening, and it's such a pinch me moment. But we work out in the garage. I will obviously weight lift. It depends on the day. And the garage is right by our yard, so I can walk outside and we'll do like hill sprints up our driveway. I'll do a little bit of grounding on the grass and see the sun. The dogs always play down there. They love when we work out. Like, I think the dogs really think that working out is like playing because they absolutely love it. And yeah, I'll generally work out for like 45 minutes, I would say. Once the workout's done, I head upstairs. Favorite part of the morning. I really love mornings. Like, I just live for my mornings. That's why I don't like to go out and drink anymore, because like it would ruin my morning. Anyway, head upstairs and I make a King coffee. You guys have heard me talk about King coffee nonstop. It's like a coffee alternative. You only absorb 8 milligrams of caffeine, has a bunch of mushrooms in there. It's really good for you. Or honestly, I'm trying to get back on my matcha game. I feel like matcha is such an antioxidant and detoxifier and just way better for anxiety. Obviously, I have Mari's matcha. You can get it on the Bloom website. It's pure ceremonial grade matcha. I use that, just a scoop. And I also make my greens at this point, which, guys, new flavor, if you didn't see, exclusively with Target, pineapple greens. These are insanely good. Like, I had them every day on vacation. It is giving like juicy, fruity mocktail. So freaking good. And I just like love getting them in the morning because I feel like I'm getting all my nutrients in before I even start my day. Like, I'm getting the best head start on the day. And they really mask the taste of anything else. So not only are they good on their own, but you could throw in like glutamine powder or whatever else you take in the morning and make like, you know, really habit stack. I'm a big fan of habit stacking. So I would mix like, you know, my Kintan minerals or anything else I'm taking in with this too. So as I said, multi-beverage type of girl. So I'll have my pineapple greens, as I said, exclusively at Target if you want to get them, and my coffee, and I'll start making my breakfast. So right now my breakfast is, everyone's going to make fun of me, I don't care. It's a filet mignon, a grass-fed filet with berries and maybe a piece of bacon. And that's it. I'm not eating eggs right now because the egg whites break me out. I'm pretty sure I made myself allergic to eggs because I ate so many of them for so long. And that's okay. And I am getting chickens and I will have eggs from the chickens. I'm going to try eating them because I feel like I might have a different reaction if they're my own. Or I'll just eat the yolks. And I plan on handing out my eggs to my friends and my neighbors, you know? Maybe I'll start an egg stand. Anyway, a lot of protein at breakfast, super important. If you're eating eggs, whatever you're eating, has to be a lot of protein, healthy fats, you know, maybe throw some potatoes in there. I think I need to get better at incorporating more like variety because I do fall into the habit of eating the same thing every day and I'm working on that. Like, I might start doing some like more plants with my meal. Just because I'm trying to increase the good bacteria in my gut, given the fact that I have candida history and mold history. So working on the variety, but definitely a lot of protein to start the day. Then once I've eaten, I'll take all my supplements. You guys have probably seen my pink pill organizer. I take a lot of different supplements for my skin and my mold and things like that. And I'll take it at that point. Then I will fill my water cup, my Hydro Flask or my Stanley or whatever I'm using that day, ice and water, so I can carry that around with me the whole day. At this point, I'll head back to my bathroom. And if I have time, I will sit in front of my red light lamp for maybe 10 minutes and I will do some sort of mindfulness practice. And I've been loving activations. I've talked about it a few times, but there's an app called Superhuman by Mimi Bouchard. Her episode actually comes out on Monday. It's a really, really good one. And they're basically meditations that you can do while doing activities. So you can do walks, cooking, getting ready for the day. Like, you don't have to be sitting there with your eyes closed necessarily, but they kind of remind me of like affirmations. And it just puts me in a good mindset. Like, I feel really good starting the day. So I'll listen to one of those, or I'll transition into a podcast. Like, I'm obsessed with The Toast lately. I don't know if anyone listens to The Toast or Giggly Squad or Chris Williamson, Modern Wisdom, or Andrew Huberman. Depends, really depends on the mood. And then I'll begin my skincare and makeup and picking out my outfit for the day. If I'm recording or I'm on camera, I'll put a bit more effort in. If not, if I'm just in meetings, then I'm in activewear, you know? So that concludes my morning routine. I hope that wasn't too overwhelming. Like, I'm not sure where you guys are starting from. If you're like, I have no morning routine, or you already have a morning routine, it doesn't need to be this elaborate. And I feel like these things could definitely be spread out throughout the day. But the reason I like to wake up so much earlier than I really need to is that I get to do these things and get to have time to do these things because they are so important to me. And I am someone who, you know, I need to be careful with my mental health. Like, I'm someone who, you know, unless I take care of it, I will struggle with negative thinking. So this puts me in the best possible mindset for the day. And I feel like I'm giving myself a fair shot at being the best version of me and really like envisioning the highest version of who Mari is and who I want to show up as that day. So I really hope that was helpful, guys. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Just a reminder, if you haven't subscribed or followed, a lot of you listen, but not all of you are subscribed. And if you do subscribe, you'll get a notification of a new episode. And it shows me that you are enjoying the podcast, which means the absolute world. And if you could take a minute to leave a review, that would be incredible. We put so much work into the show and it means a lot to me and Fee and the rest of the team. We love you guys so freaking much. And I'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for joining us on the Pursuit of Wellness podcast. To support this show, please rate and review and share with your loved ones. If you want to be reminded of new episodes, click the subscribe button on your preferred podcast or video player. You can sign up for my newsletter to receive my favorites at marilewellen.com. It will be linked in the show notes. This is a Wellness Out Loud production produced by Drake Peterson, Fiona Attucks, and Kelly Kyle. This show is edited by Mike Fry, and our video is recorded by Luis Vargas. You can also watch the full video of each episode on our YouTube channel at Mari Fitness. Love you, pal girls and pal boys. See you next time. The content of this show is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not a substitute for individual medical and mental health advice and does not constitute a provider-patient relationship. As always, talk to your doctor or health team.